Hey babe, it's getting really late and are you coming to bed soon? I couldn't sleep, mostly because, well, I could tell you were not having a good day, and I was worried about you. Yes, I noticed. It's okay though, I figured I'd give you space. Listen, I know how important this is to you, but you need your sleep, and staying up this late just isn't good for you. Whatever it is, you can wait until tomorrow. You work so hard, but you need your rest. I'm serious, working this hard is not good for you. Trust me. Your mind is just stuck on it? Oh well, how about this? You just put this down for now and get yourself ready for bed. Mm-hmm. And when you are done, I'm going to cuddle you tight and tell you a story. I know how much you like my stories. Plus, this will help clear your head for a good night's rest. Okay, I'm not taking over an answer. Come on. Yay! Now, up and up, do what you got to do. Alrighty. Good. Come here, babe. I'm serious. I'm going to sit upright and you just pop yourself right next to me. Perfect. First things first. What can I say? I just can't help myself. Yeah. Okay. Lay your head on my lap. Yep. Just like this. Perfect. Do you want me to stroke your hair? Sounds good. You just relax, and I'm going to tell you a short little story. There once was a little girl who dreamed of the stars. Every night, she would go to the outskirts of a small village to watch the spaceships come and go from the massive cities off in the distance. Every night before bed, she would sneak out with her friends, and every time she would tell them, "Someday, I'm going to escape this place, I'm going to be free of this planet, and I'm going to explore the universe." Her friends thought her strange, but they admired her dedication, and dedication she had. The girl excelled in and out of school, and worked harder than anyone else in her class, all in pursuit of a single focus, to become a space explorer. Year after year went by, until the little girl was old enough to begin her pilot training. Her hard work and dedication had paid off, and she went to the best pilot's academy on the planet. She bid her friends and small hometown a fond farewell, and boarded the bus to the big city. At first, she was in awe. Seeing starships up close was incredible, and only strengthened her resolve. Once she got to pilot school, things became harder. She was pushed to her limits, physically, mentally, and emotionally. But she powered through. Her goal was clear, and nothing was going to stand in her way. Days turned to weeks, weeks turned to months, months to years, until the fateful day finally came, graduation day. The little girl was now a grown woman, about to graduate top of her class and achieve her dream of exploring the stars by becoming a space explorer. She step up to the podium, look out at the rows of classmates, then began her speech. Classmates, colleagues, friends, it has been a long journey to get here. All of us have worked so hard, for so long, just to get here, to graduate as fully certified pilots. The nights were long, the studying was hard, and sometimes we partied a bit too hard for our own good. That line got a laugh. She smiled before she carried on. Since I was a little girl, I dream of exploring the stars. I worked as hard as I could, each and every day, so I could one day stand here and finally tell that little girl, the work was worth it. You finally made it. Through it all, though, I still remembered to take some time every night to go outside and look out and watch the spaceships come and go. She continued on about all the hard work, but in the back of her mind, she kept coming back to those nights as a little girl, dreaming about exploring the unknown. It was then that she realized, no matter how far she flew, how much she explored and discovered, she would always be drawn back to the small rock she called home. Because no matter where she was, home was where the people she loved were. Years went by, and a now grown woman was living her dreams. She had explored the furthest reaches of the galaxy, and even gone beyond a few times. But through it all, she kept coming back to the small, little planet. Because sometimes her job was challenging. Sometimes it pushed her to her limits. But she always knew, with the loved ones by her side, she could get through anything. And she knew that whenever things got tough, whenever she questioned her resolve, she could go back to the outskirts of that little town and watch the spaceships dance across the sky. The end. So, what did you think? You are too kind. I'm glad you like it. Listen to me. I love you, and you mean the absolute world to me, okay? I know that little voice in your head can say the meanest things and makes it even harder to trust when others say nice things to you. Hey, look at me. Listen, you are beautiful. You are smart, funny, kind, caring, and a joy to be around. Not a day goes by when I don't thank my lucky stars that we found each other. I really mean that. I love you so, so much. And never forget it, okay? Good. Listen, I want to snuggle up to you and fall asleep close to you. Do you want to be big spoon? Small spoon? Or should we go face to face and hold each other tight? I was hoping you would say that. Come here. I love you. Good night, babe. Sweet dreams.